A new book celebrates 25 years of collaborative research and science between the Chupik people of Chivek, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Geological Survey. The title, Banding Together to Learn and Preserve, 25 Years of Goose Banding at Old Chivek, lays out the premise of this yearbook-style collection of pictures and science information gathered during the decades of bird banding. The work was prompted by declines in cackling white-front emperor and black brant geese. USGS wildlife biologist Craig Ely got young people from Chivek involved to herd the geese. He says it helped alleviate mistrust by locals about what the feds were doing and whether it was harming the geese.
So once you get to know them, then maybe you're going to believe a little bit more what they say. So that when we tell them, that it doesn't bother the birds, they're more likely to believe it if they trust us as individuals. So that was a real big benefit of the project as well.
Chivek elder Leo Moses worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on banding projects for many years along the banks of the Kashunut River. The nearly 81-year-old teaches Chupik culture at the Chivek High School. He says traditionally people herded the geese into nets and caught them to butcher and dry. He showed the biologists how to use the method to catch the birds for banding.
We learned to work together, that which is good. And when the children started going herd and band them, and learn to sex the birds and stuff, well, that's educational.
Moses traveled from Chivek with James Ayulik, who also teaches at the school and is the chief of the traditional council. Ayulik remembers hunting the geese when he was younger, rounding them up and catching them in nets. It meant survival for Chupik people generations ago to be able to harvest the geese. Now, Ayulik says, the harvest is restricted, but there's new food in the area.
Like moose, 50 years ago wasn't there. Beaver, 30 years ago wasn't there. But we do catch geese, yes,
oh,
we
do.
We continue it. I try not to catch them as much. I want my grandchildren someday to appreciate them as well. So one dinner a month, that's good enough. I have beaver meat over here. There's moose meat over there. Other sources. If I want modern food, I'll go store, maybe have a burger or pizza.
USGS biologist Ely says an early 80s accord between local native people and state and federal agencies resulted in the Yukon Delta Management Plan that he says was one of the first major agreements between indigenous people and agencies to manage through limited harvest. He says the results are clear.
There's five times as many cackling geese as there used to be, and white-fronted goose numbers were down, or there's too many of them now. They're trying to figure out how to get rid of them, basically. Emperor geese and black brant, we banded those also. They haven't done quite as well, but they're still improving.
A copy of the book will be presented to all households in Chivek. Links to the book and pictures are at our website, alaskapublic.org.